Brought to you by DK Audio.
DK Audio presents How Management Works, The Concepts Explained, by DK, read by Wallace Hammond. How Management Works. Introduction. Management is an instinctive human trait. Children at play will organize themselves to assume different roles, with one often taking the lead. As a business discipline, management came to the fore with the Industrial Revolution, when factory owners needed to maximize human resources. However, while it remains vital to business today, the role of the manager is changing, particularly as more people, including managers themselves, are now working remotely and flexibly. Managers still have to get the best out of people, but they do so by engaging and empowering the workforce, rather than simply giving instructions. As a result, managers require a broad range of personal skills as well as technical abilities. They need to be sympathetic when appraising staff, but ruthless when writing budgets, and be as mindful of company values as they are of profit. For these reasons, being a manager requires patience, adaptability, and skill. It demands vigilance and the ability to keep track of a project while simultaneously monitoring the external operating environment, where changes in demand and competition can mean the difference between success or failure. There are various approaches that a manager can use to plan the future, from strategic management to design thinking, but none of these is a substitute for watching the market, understanding consumer needs, and being ready to adapt when necessary. This book explains the changing world of management in a simple and graphic way. It covers the origins of management theory and explores the range of management roles, using examples from a variety of commercial, nonprofit, and governmental organizations. It aims to help students and aspiring individuals to understand what management is and how it works. It also aims to help managers both to navigate the business world and to improve their management styles. Chapter 1 explains management theory, while Chapter 2 shows how it can be applied in practical contexts. Chapter 3 examines people management. Chapter 4 covers communication. And Chapter 5 looks at personal responsibility. Management Basics: The Evolution of Management. The role of management first emerged with the advent of mass production and continues to evolve today, keeping pace with changing technology, employee expectations, demographics, and global politics. Developing ideas. In the 18th century, economist Adam Smith recognized the need for workforces to be organized by task in order to maximize efficiency, which he described as the division of labor. As industries became more complex during the 19th century, attention turned to improving efficiency by minimizing labor use and standardizing and streamlining processes. The mid-20th century saw the incorporation of many new fields of study into management theory. Psychology was applied to how people work, statistics to how processes were performed, and ergonomics was used to make workplaces and machinery safer to use and more efficient. Management theory also became more global at this time. As Japan rebuilt its industries after World War II, it rose to the forefront of new management thinking. Its larger firms ensured employees were engaged, empowered, and highly productive. Ideas such as lean production were widely adopted, likewise zero waste and worker involvement. Engaging employees. The 21st century is an era of accelerated change, with new technologies constantly emerging and disrupting existing markets. Management is less about lines of command and authority, and more about engaging people, building teams.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?